Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May. A podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Hello and welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we have Esther White Keith, or as I call her, Esther Baker. Welcome, Esther.
Thank you.
Praise God. We welcome you, my girl. Yes. And we're going to ask you some questions about when you first got saved and how you come to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I was 12 years old, and I lived in Palmyra, New Jersey, and I just felt a tug on my heart. I heard His voice, and He said, "Come, follow Me." And I said, "Okay."
Amen.
And I remember God rest poor Anna Mae Reed would take me to Ham Parker's church every Sunday. That's the first time I met Ham Parker. And I got baptized there. He let me sing in his church. And I was really on fire for God. Amen. And I come back and it touched my mother and father. Amen. And my mother and father started going to the church. Then, when I was a teenager, I remember I was in L.A. and Angus Keith would have prayer meetings in his house for the youth.
Yeah.
And that really stirred me up and really put me on fire, Angus Keith. And he mm-hmm. taught me a lot about the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I was never really taught about that. And he told me how the Holy Spirit helps us to live that godly life.
Amen.
And he showed me and taught me a lot about it. Amen. And I just remember he was always encouraging the youth, and he always encouraged
always,
me.
Yeah. Always.
And he always told me that God had a plan and a calling on my life.
Amen.
He would always say that to me. And then I just remember my granny Esther Keith would have women's meetings in her house.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Warren.
Yeah.
She would always tell me, "God's going to use you in a mighty way." And I always kept that to my heart, because mm-hmm. I always know that He had something for me. He wanted to use me. Mm-hmm. I already know it as a child. And then I started going to Roy's church
in L.A.
in Burbank. I was a teenager. It was right before I got married. I started singing there. Then I started doing the children's church. He put me in charge to do to teach the kids.
Amen.
Yeah, it was a blessing too. A lot of the wee kids would, you know, listen to me, and I would teach them things, and it was a blessing to mm-hmm. start there. And then, but I know God had so much more for me.
Right.
That was just the start.
Right.
And He's used me a lot throughout.
That's faithful in the little things, Esther, and He
yes,
made you. Yes.
Yes. And I remember going to the church when no one was there. I would go with Esther White, Spanky's mm-hmm. wife, and we would clean it by ourselves, yeah. just me and her.
Mm-hmm.
And I know He saw all that. And you forget about it, but He don't.
No, and Esther Amen. White always was doing stuff for
she
the Lord.
She did, yes. Yeah. She was an encouragement too. Yeah. She always would tell me, "Stick with the Lord, stick close to Him, and sing." She would always encourage me, because I loved it to sing. I know I don't have a good voice, but I couldn't help it.
Joyful noise unto the Lord.
But it's funny, yeah. Esther, how words of encouragement can help people, and then words of despair can tear people down. Our
That's
words
right.
is important, what we say to kids.
That's right. That's yeah. right. And I remember that time in New Jersey, I was only 12, my whole family got, it was like He used me to touch them.
And praise God.
Because I come back one day with Anna Mae Reed, and I said, I found a traveler church. We got to go, Mom and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And these travelers are the best Christians. And we got to go with them. We got to go and go to the church. And my people started going.
Yeah.
And I remember it was like yesterday, and yeah. all of them got on fire.
Yeah.
Amen.
And it was a good time.
Yes. And That was the first time I ever saw Han Parker and Eddie Smith.
Yeah, that was a treat.
Yes. And so that was a long time. That was
a while back, yeah.
Yes.
That would be around 90. And that leads us into the next question, because you were part of that 90s crew. So what do you remember about that time, the move, or any standout moments, you know, when you were young in that time limit?
The teenagers was really pressing into God, and they were really on fire. And I remember the revivals, too. When I was a teen, Bubba Wells come out to L.A., and everybody wanted,
couldn't
just
wait
hungry
to go. Yeah.
Yes, and wanted to go and wanted to be in the presence of God. And it was a blessing for me, too.
A lot of your crew went witnessing, too.
And they did. Yeah. We did. We went, some nights we would go down and pass out tracts, me and a bunch of the wee girls.
Yeah, I remember that.
We would go out and just hand out tracts. And
I remember in L.A. a bunch of years, too, Esther White would do it.
She would.
Get the sweatshirts and the socks.
She
and
did.
Remember that and go downtown.
We would go down to the Dream Center sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just making yourself available. And there was always someone there to encourage you and say, come on, you know, put yourself out.
Amen.
Yeah.
So what would you say to a young person right now listening to this wanting to do something for God?
I would just seek the Lord's face and have him guide you and just ask him to put the fire in you.
Amen.
Because when he puts the fire in you, it changes lives.
Amen. Praise God.
And it changes you, but it changes everyone around you.
Amen. It spreads.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Well, what would your vision be now for the church?
My vision is just to see everybody saved.
Amen.
Amen.
And really on fire for God. Amen. And miracles to break out. People that's in wheelchairs, I would love to see them walk. I would love the days of the Bible when Jesus walked the shores of Galilee and he healed the people.
Amen. Sister, preach it.
When he touched the lame and the... you know, I know there's a lot of hurting people. Even our own people's hurting.
Yes.
But I would love a move of God like that.
Amen.
Because I believe he's coming.
Amen.
And I truly believe he loves our people so much.
Amen.
And we're a special people to him.
Amen. He loves us when no one else does.
That's right.
And he's here wanting to do it.
Amen.
Yes,
now we got to do it.
We just got to open up.
We do it.
Yeah.
Well, he's got us ready and we can do it.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, it brings me to this question for you, and I kind of throwed this one on you, but I know your family, like you said, when you were wee, and then I remember you, because I remember you as a kid.
Yes.
Going to church, and your granny would take you, your mom and dad would take you. You were always involved in church and going. And so how important do you think it is for, speaking to the 20, 30, or I guess 30-something crew now with their kids, to keep your kids in church, in prayer, and reading the Word, Esther? What do you think that's important?
Yes, because your kids is like a sponge, and they see it. So if you read your Word and pray, they see that, and they absorb it. I remember when I was a kid, I used to see my father get down on his knees every night when I was a wee kid and pray. And that impacts you.
Yes.
Amen.
And you'll see that, and you'll say, well, I got to do that. If he's doing it, I'm doing it.
Because they're like your idol.
Yes. And I love my dad.
Yes.
My dad. Oh, I love
him. Wonderful father.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
And he got us, we would go to poor AJ's church. He would bring every Sunday, he'd say, get up, we're going to church. Come on, get up. Even when we didn't want to go, he would say, come on, get up. We're going to church.
Yeah.
Praise God.
It was wonderful.
That's what our parents were.
That's right.
Yep.
And it's a promise. If you train them in the way they should go, when they're old, they won't depart.
That's right.
Amen.
And how important do you think it is praying with your kids and reading them the Word, Esther?
So important. So important. Because then you build a wee prayer. Because a family that prays together stays together.
That's right.
Amen.
And a family that... No, my husband is starting to pray with us now.
Mm-hmm.
I see God working in my own house. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Me and my kids will go in our rooms and we'll pray together. And now he'll come in and start to pray with us.
Mm-hmm.
See, it hits like a domino effect.
It does.
Hits one and then it goes to the other.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, that's just the fruit of the Spirit that
it
you
is.
Have. in the love of a God, when a person starts feeling that, they have to come in and get some of that fruit when they see you and your children doing it.
Yes.
So praise God. It's beautiful.
It is. I've known you from a kid, Esther, and you always loved the Lord. And
amen.
You always had a glow off of you, and you always have a scripture in your heart every time I see you.
Yes.
So this is kind of coming to the point where, is there something on a personal note you'd like to share with everybody?
All I can say is get ready, because I believe Jesus is coming
soon.
Amen.
And it's not a time to play. You really got to give him your whole heart and make sure your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What a place hell would be.
Oh.
Hell would be awful. It would be terrible. And Jesus doesn't want nobody to go there.
Amen.
He said, it's not my will that any perish.
Amen.
But all to be saved and come to the saving knowledge of Christ.
Amen. Praise God.
And it's his desire, but we ourselves, we choose.
It's our will.
It's our will. He gives us a free will. And are we willing to give up? Say, okay, Lord, not my will, but your will be done.
That's right.
Amen.
And when there's a true deep surrender, it's beautiful.
Amen. Well, that's a whole other plateau.
Yes.
It's saying I'm sorry.
Yes.
Or surrendering. There's a world of difference,
really. There's a world of difference.
The difference is knowing of him and knowing him.
Knowing him.
That's the difference. There's a lot
knowing the shepherd.
There's a lot of people go to church that know of Jesus. Then there's a lot of people go to church because of Jesus. They want to go there and meet the Spirit and fellowship with the people that's the same as they are.
Amen.
Right. And that's the power of love.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And there's one scripture that scares me so bad in the Bible. Gee, I'm sorry. I just want to share it.
Please do.
He said, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and did miracles in your name and did all these things? He said, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
That's the key.
And what I really think that scripture means, what he's saying is, you didn't have intimacy with me. I didn't know you intimately. Because God is love.
Amen.
And he loves an intimate relationship with him. That's knowing him.
Amen.
It wasn't the outward, it was the inward.
Yes, because the other things are just works. It's just works.
That's it. Well, he said that too. He said you can do everything. You can speak in tongues, you can heal the sick, and without love, it ain't nothing.
It ain't
banging
nothing.
Noise.
It's nothing. And this is the thing that we can't fake or imitate. It's the true love of God.
Amen.
Yes.
We love and we forget what people's done to us. And we love our enemies. We love them that hurt us the most.
Yes.
And that's what changes their lives when they see
the love.
Amen.
Because they don't see us. They see Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
And that's the...
He loved us first, it says, you know.
He loved
but
us.
Before we go, we've run out of questions. I would like to give you the opportunity, Esther, to speak to people that's maybe on the fence about accepting Jesus as their Savior, and just say something to them and lead them in a sinner's prayer if they choose to do that.
Amen. Well, all I can say is Jesus said in his word that he stands at the door of your heart and he knocks. And if you hear his voice, open it and he'll come and sit and sup with you and dine with you. And I want you to know that Jesus Christ is the best friend you'll ever have.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
No, amen.
He's everything.
Praise
in those
God.
Times when, you know, life happens, things happen to you. But my God, he's there.
Amen.
Amen.
And you can lean on him. He's a friend that'll stick closer than a brother. I found him to be the lily of the valley.
Amen.
I found him to be the rose of Sharon.
Amen.
I found him to be the lifter of my head.
Amen.
And my shield around me and my butler and my horn of my salvation. You can know him like that.
Amen.
And I want to encourage you today. Give your heart to Jesus.
Amen.
You won't regret it. And what he has for you in paradise is so much better than what we are living here on this earth.
Amen.
So I want to lead in a sinner's prayer. And it's simple. It's not long prayer. It's just the heart. Open your heart.
Amen.
And the sinner's prayer is, Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight repenting of my sin. I thank you so much that you sent your son Jesus Christ to die on a cross for me. To pay for my sin.
Pay for my sin.
My God, my ransom was paid at that cross. Father, I thank you that you come to save me. You come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Yes.
And my God, I give you my heart. And I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And lead me, and I will follow all the days of my life. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen. Father.
And it's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen.
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 That was beautiful, Esther. Oh, we want to thank you for coming on. We appreciate you.
Yes.
And you really touched and encouraged me tonight, Esther.
Amen.
We love you.
I love you guys.
And that's tears of joy, realizing that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
It truly
and
is.
We need to see a lot more tears in the church.
Yes.
So people can realize how much he really loves them and how much he's done for
them. It's real.
Yes.
It's real.
That's
he
real.
Is.
And I love you, my girl.
He's I real. Love you guys.
We love you too. God bless.
God bless you.
Join us next time, next Monday, for our latest release on Crosstalk. God bless.
Amen.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast. And remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.